Hi, guys. Welcome back to From Our Mind to Yours. I'm your host, Destiny.
I'm your host, D'Angelo.
Episode 17. We are going to get straight into it. I wanted to talk about, we have New Year's coming up. So today is Sunday when we're recording this, and Christmas is on Wednesday.
Yes.
But I want to talk about New Year's. I want to talk about, I guess, New Year's resolutions, but just, we don't have to even label it like that. It could just be what you're looking forward to, like, change or implement in this upcoming new year.
And not to say you can't make those changes literally right now, but just looking forward to 2025.
Yeah. Sometimes it's fun, like, just setting, not sometimes, it should always be fun, just setting goals and, like what I'm trying to work on, being more organized and planning ahead of time for certain things. Yeah. So,
and just in case you guys didn't notice, I was feeling festive today. I had a buddy at work told me, like, oh, you should decorate for the podcast for the holidays. I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good idea, but I just thought I'd be the decoration.
Yeah, we changed the light in the back to red.
To red. We got the
trying to make
on.
It a little festive.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's get into that.
Back to what you were saying. Well, okay, looking forward to 2025. Okay. I'm looking forward to, like you mentioned, not procrastinating. Did you just say procrastinating?
No.
Okay. I thought I heard you say that. I guess I was just thinking it. But I guess,
about me?
No. Just like you said something about procrastinating. I thought I heard that.
Oh, maybe I did.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
No, I said something about like planning ahead of time. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But either way, I guess a lot of why things don't go into motion and why they're not, I guess, coming in a little bit quicker than you would expect, thinking that you've made the necessary changes, is that, yeah, you can change your mindset and you can think you're at a certain level of what these things bring to you and what we call rewards, you know? But if you're not taking aligned action in the results that you're looking for, meet the things you actually do in your day-to-day life, then you're not going to get them. And you're going to be stuck wondering why these things haven't changed. And you feel like you've done so much work. But I guess what I'm saying is I'm over not doing the work and taking the aligned action.
I was about to say, how is this tying into, like, you?
Yeah. You know,
okay,
what I mean?
Okay.
Because, you know, there's certain things that I feel like I should be at right now in the way I've put my mindset towards it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can have the mindset towards the things that I want to change without actually changing them. You know, people mm-hmm. think and say all the time that they want certain things and, you know, this and that. But unless they're having the right mindset and taking the right action, those things will never change, you know. As for, like, I'll be more specific, body goals in the gym. Like, I've been in the gym every single day. I work out 5 days a week, 4 o'clock in the fucking morning. And, you know, I look in the mirror sometimes. I look at my stomach and, you know, I'm like, damn, why? I'm doing all this work and I feel like I've changed my mindset on how I do it. But how I do the work is the problem. There's mm-hmm. different things I have to change, right? The way I eat, mm-hmm. how much I eat. You know, the fats and all that stuff, things I'm not taking into consideration. And I feel like I should be at a certain point that I'm not. But because my aligned action isn't fully aligned with what I think the result should be and what it should look like. You know what I mean?
With the desire that you want. You want your body to look a certain way.
Well, yeah.
But you're not taking the necessary steps to do the things that you know you probably should be doing.
Yeah.
To, excuse me, to achieve that.
Or I'm taking the wrong steps and I don't know that part until I
mm-hmm.
change and figure out what aligned action really means for the result that I want to get or attain.
Yeah, I can relate to that too with being in the gym. I'm starting to notice, like, how I'm holding myself back in some ways. I'm not really pushing myself as hard as I could be. And I was telling D'Angelo earlier, I had been, for the past few months, I had been doing lighter weights when it came to weightlifting,
mm-hmm.
but trying to do more reps for more of like a cardio type of workout. More of a toned look. Yeah, to try and like to lose fat. But I had gotten to a point where I was just like kind of, it just was stagnant. Nothing was really moving. Like, yeah, I was losing some fat, but it wasn't doing what I wanted it to do. And I realized it was because the look I was trying to achieve in my head wasn't just doing like a high impact, like cardio workout. It was starting to lift heavier again because my body is naturally muscular. Like, in order for it, because I wanted to grow, but I was also trying to lose weight at the same time. But the weight I was lifting was not heavy enough for my muscles to grow. So that wasn't happening. I was just losing weight. And so I started lifting heavier again. And I'm trying to work on my breathing while lifting heavy because I was telling D'Angelo, I was pushing through some heavier sets yesterday and my head would hurt at the end of it. And I know that's because I probably wasn't breathing correctly and I was like straining myself a little bit without the proper oxygen going to my head. So, yeah, there's different things when it comes to my like workout plan and like body goals that I know I could be changing and implementing too. So that'll definitely be something I'm working on as well.
Yeah, I think 2025, especially learning all the things we have and already making the changes that we already have in our life, implementing the mindset changes, the physical changes, the mental changes, and the spiritual changes. 2025 is about taking aligned action and figuring out what that actually is, right? Because we can think it's something, realize that it doesn't work, and then make the necessary changes again, right? I think where we get caught up is like, okay, I already made changes. Why isn't it working?
Yeah.
You haven't made the necessary changes, the right changes, the changes that actually take you towards the result of what you're looking for. You think that the changes you already made were the necessary changes, but the universe is just telling you, okay, well, let's try again. Let's try something else.
And you know what? It's real easy to get wrapped up in like feeling bad for yourself in that situation because I've been there thinking I put in all of these changes. I don't understand why I'm not achieving or receiving my desired outcome or result. But as I kept, because obviously I wasn't going to give up on it. As I kept going, I was realizing like exactly what you said. There were certain things that I still wasn't doing or implementing or changing that was causing me to not be able to be there yet, to achieve that goal, to receive that desire or outcome. And that was a little bit of a tough pill to swallow because it's like, damn, you put in all this work.
Now I got to change something else.
Sorry, babe. You're going to have to keep putting in the work. Like, what do you want me to tell you? Like, you're not there yet. Just because you put in so much. Exactly.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're just, here you go. Here it is. No, there's requirements for this.
Exactly. The work doesn't have to be any harder than it was before. It just has to be different. Yeah. It requires a different step from you. Instead of turning left on the path this time, now you got to turn right and see where right takes you. Right could even be easier than the first time. The aligned action could be a process in which feels easier than what the hard work you put in before was, because aligned action is easy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm just excited to explore what that is. Stop living in fear and doubt, because fear and doubt stop you from taking those necessary steps to make those changes in changing the changes you've already made, because you're scared that you've already made a change that didn't work. So now you don't want to try a different change, because what if that change doesn't work? But the fun and the learning and the experience is in the change, whether it's not meant for you and you try it and it doesn't work, or it is meant for you and it does bring in all those rewards you've been looking for from the universe, you know?
Yeah. I want to speak on real quick before we move on, how you were saying you have to like figure it out exactly what it is that you do want to work towards. Because I think that that's really important, because I've experienced this as well. I know other people have. A lot of the times we think we want something.
Yes.
But then once we come to the understanding and the realization of all that it takes to achieve that and to receive that desire, if you're not willing to go through all of those steps and do those necessary things that maybe not might not be that fun, but you know what you're going, what you're working towards, you're going to get there because you actually do want that. You do want that because you want everything that comes with it.
Exactly.
You have to want everything that comes with it or you're never going to get it done. You're not going to be able to just push yourself through to get it done. Something's going to throw you off course because you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be enjoying it. And you are what the vibration and frequency that you put out there. Yeah. So I think it's really important to get clear and really figure out if you actually want this or if it's just something that you see other people enjoy or other people like and you think that it might be something cool. You have to figure out if you think it's cool or if you like it.
Well, yeah, and you can't be fearful. You have to embrace fear. Fear can be your best friend, right? If you develop the mindset of taking fear head on, you'll break right through it. Mm-hmm. Even though you know it's scary. People know what the fear, what they think it feels like, but they don't know what, some people don't know what taking it head on feels like. Mm-hmm. And breaking through it, it's invigorating. It's like, mm-hmm. wow, what was I even scared of in the first place? It's not to say don't get scared. It's saying to embrace the fear and break through it and that's, make something out of it.
That's usually the feeling that you get afterwards, right? Like, when you do something you're scared of and you're like, damn, that really wasn't even that bad.
Yeah.
I can see how other people are doing this all the time. It's exactly. really not that bad.
And some people, fear is not even an emotion for them because of how often and how much they've
put faced themselves it through on. It.
Yes, and mm-hmm. and broke through it and, mm-hmm. and, you know, mitigated it into nothing.
Yeah. I like it.
I like it. I like it too.
What do I want to change and implement into the new year? In the new year. I mean, starting now too, but to carry on through the new year.
Simple organization you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I think that would really help me. And that's been something that I've been going back and forth with for a long time because I've come to learn about myself that I'm not someone that enjoys doing the same thing over and over every day. But leaving my day open to absolutely anything every single day has been so detrimental to my mental health. It's when you don't have a set schedule or set plan every day, you are having to use your brain so much throughout the day. It's not like your brain just doesn't ever get a break because you wake up and you're like, oh, what should I do? Okay, after that, what should I do? After that, the next thing, what should I do? Should I do this? I don't really want to do it, but I know I probably have responsibilities. I should probably get this done, but I don't really want to. And it's just this like, it's so exhausting.
Yeah.
Having to use that much of your brain on the just requirements of being an adult, the responsibilities of being an adult. If I were to be able to set some type of schedule for myself, mm-hmm. leave it open and flexible to be able to pick and choose the different things I want to do today, but schedule out my responsibilities and then and the things I know I want to get done every single day so that I feel good. And I take care of my responsibilities, I think it would leave much more of my brain power and just my physical energy in general to figure out the different things I want to do creatively, or if I do want to set a time some side to just sit and go with the flow, see what we want to do, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that would help me a lot.
Yeah, because, I mean, when we sit in our heads and we overthink, we don't even use, like, in my perspective, 95% of what our brain is thinking of.
That, yeah, and that's me every day.
And that's
driving
the heavy
myself
part.
Into a freaking hole.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I know
like
I should do that, but I don't want to.
Your brain's punching you down.
You know? It's too much. Even for someone, like I said, like me that doesn't like doing the same thing every day, I get bored very easily, there has to be some kind of schedule, some kind of structure. And I also am at home with our 4-year-old daughter every day, and children need that too. I have experienced this past few years firsthand what it is like for a young child to not have structure and and a plan every day, especially with us going to be homeschooling her. She's not going into physical school. It would do me and my child a favor. It would help us thrive if I were to be able to get some type of schedule down.
Absolutely. We talked about it when we were in the car about how the scheduling only goes for the things that need to be the same every day, that need structure and implementation for it to operate like a well-oiled machine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because while I'm in my head thinking like, oh, what should I do? What should I do? Kehlani's also in my face. Mommy, I want to do this. Mommy, I want to do this. Can I watch some more TV? Can I do this?
Mommy,
I want
watch this.
I want to go here. I want to do this. And I'm like, hold Mommy, on. Look. I'm trying to figure it out.
Mommy, say sit. I don't want to say sit.
Like, it's just, it's too much.
Yeah.
And I can't do it. Yeah. I can't keep doing it like this. Something has got to give.
Well, yeah. And that's why we talk about things like meditation, practice meditation. It helps quiet the mind, right? For when we are overthinking and just things are racing through, breath work and meditation really bring you back to ground, or at least from my experience.
You know, when you went to the store earlier with Kehlani and I went outside, I was meditating for like 15 minutes and my upper back was hurting a little bit because I'm trying to work on my posture. My posture is not very good.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know, I'm going to just, because I was sitting outside on the couch, I'm going to just lay down and get comfortable so that I actually can just relax, you know?
Yeah.
And I did. And I felt myself like in between awake and asleep for a few minutes. I don't think I think I did fall asleep for a few more minutes, but I don't think I was in a deep sleep because I could tell when I woke up, I could tell I wasn't asleep for that long. But
yeah, but some of the best meditation is in between awake and asleep.
Yeah. And I just, go ahead.
Sorry. Lying down meditations are very good as well.
I just couldn't. I enjoyed it because I actually did really like that feeling of being in between. I don't really know how to describe it, but it felt cool. It felt like a different kind of experience.
Yeah. Sometimes I meditate myself to sleep.
Yeah. But the only thing I wasn't like loving about it, I didn't really remember if like what I was thinking about or if any like messages or anything came to me in that time. Because I did fall asleep after. I didn't stay like that and then like completely wake up.
Well, yeah. But if you had any messages or any important messages, you would remember them. That's maybe when that message is important. Or when it shows itself to you
in
again.
Other ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you need to be reminded of what that message was, even in that moment. You know what I mean?
You know, it's cool. I meant to tell you this yesterday. I was at the gym and I was walking. You know how I do my walking cardio after? Yeah. And I was listening, I was watching one of Natija's card videos on YouTube, and she was saying something, she was talking about letting go. And I looked up, you know how there's TVs in front of you, and I looked up, and the TV I looked up at said, like, let your hand go or something like that. Yeah, something like along those lines. And then a couple minutes later, she was talking about like a massive wealth upgrade for your life. Yeah. And I looked up. I wasn't consciously doing this. I tried to stay focused on what I'm looking at. But there's so many TVs in front of you. Sometimes it's hard to not look up and get distracted. But it was a few minutes later. And I had looked up again, and that same TV said many, many, many millions right as she was saying that. And I just love experiencing those kind of synchronicities because it's like, it's a reminder that this shit is real. That it's real. Not just this woo-woo, like, fake spiritual stuff.
No.
There's no way those two things could have been timed perfectly, or I could have, like, known that that was going to pop up that aligned with exactly what she was saying at that exact time.
I didn't know what you were thinking with those two things.
Yeah, I wasn't even planning, like, okay, she said this, let me look up and find something that's in alignment with massive wealth. Like, happened to look up again, because when she says something that I'm aligning with, I'm like thinking about it, and I just like look up to like think about what she was saying, and that's what was right there.
Yeah. It's when you've experienced these things so much and you believe them and you see them and you know that the messages are coming in, I love how playful the universe gets with that, you know?
Yeah, I do.
Many millions.
Like, yeah, universe, not just many millions. That was many times three. I'll take that.
And I'm glad she talked about that, is seeing messages and signs. Because, right, what we've learned, synchronicity 888 means abundance. And wealth, and not just in finances, but in every aspect of your life. And I was driving home one day, and I was, you know, we've accrued a little bit of debt. So I was thinking about that debt almost to a point of stressing over it. But I redirected my thoughts and told myself, like, no, our debt's taken care of. Everything is zero. Every balance that we have is zero, and we're taken care of, and we're financially abundant and happy and wealthy. And I literally, as at the end of that thought, got over into the left lane right behind a truck that had 888 on the license plate, reaffirming what the hell I was literally just thinking and saying to myself. So I love how playful it gets once you believe and you operate in the way you know will elevate every aspect of your life.
I want to speak on how you were explaining that you were thinking something, and then you were like, no, you know what? I'm going to shift this.
Yes.
And choose to consciously put out what I want to be putting out. Be
intentional with my thoughts.
And I'm sure to some people hearing what he said, it's like, okay, yeah, like, you can say all of those things, but, like, you're just saying those things. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it sounds, to some people, the skeptical people, it sounds kind of crazy or, mm-hmm. like, silly or whatever, just, you know, but I mean, if you're gonna be putting something out there anyways, like, you're constantly sending a vibration and a frequency out of your body with everything that you're feeling and thinking every single moment of every day, why wouldn't you try and control that? Like, it's like are you going to think somebody's silly for consciously putting out what they want to be putting out, so that's what they get back, and judging them? Or are you going to take control of your life too? Because I guarantee there's plenty of areas where you're just unconsciously living your life and doing what you always do and not realizing the impact that that has on your life and what you're experiencing.
Well, yeah. And people think that they don't have control of their lives, even in a negative way. They are controlling every aspect of their life. Mm-hmm. Because in the same way I reaffirmed my positive thought through messages and synchronicities, people do the same thing when they think about bad things. Mm-hmm. And they tell themselves after what they put out was given back to them from the universe, they always say, I knew it. Mm-hmm. I knew that was going to happen. Oh, man, I knew my fucking car was going to break down because I said my car was going to break down.
Yeah, you made sure.
Yes, you told the universe that that's what you wanted. Even though that wasn't what you'll tell yourself that you wanted, the universe doesn't know the difference. Mm-hmm. You put that frequency out there for something negative to be afflicted on you, and that's exactly what you got. And you reaffirmed that through the messages. The message told you, okay, shit, you want a broken down car, here's your broken down car. And as long as you tell yourself, I knew that, you put that energy out there. You manifested that action for your life. And there's your proof. Your proof was given right to you, but in a negative way. Mm-hmm. We do the same thing in a positive way, and we see the results. They actually come in.
Mm-hmm. It actually happens.
Yes.
Not the last thing, but one more thing I want to continue to implement and carry on through the new year is genuinely loving myself more.
Yes.
And I have actually been doing a lot better with that. And I want to say something that I have changed that has impacted the way that I've been feeling about myself.
Yeah.
Is I was on this chick I follow, her Instagram story, and she was saying that she doesn't have any of her notifications on. So the only time she sees her notifications is if she's in the app. And I think she was just speaking on social media. But that inspired me, and I went into my settings on my phone, and I literally turned off all notifications except for phone calls, text messages, emails. I'm pretty sure those are the only
three.
And like credit card apps, like for like reminders and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yeah. And I have noticed I do not pick up my phone nearly as much. I'm not on my Instagram or YouTube nearly as much. I'll go into my YouTube whenever I just like, I want to go maybe watch something video, or look at something.
Music, yeah, something.
There's like 9+ notifications in there. And I'm like, damn, that's how many times these things were popping up. And every time I'd see them, most of the time I would go click on them and then it would distract me. And for Instagram, if I would see that somebody had liked something or had posted something or sent me something, I would go straight into my phone and then I would be on there for a minute. I wouldn't just look at it and close the app. And so without having that many distractions, I'm also not looking at what so many other people are doing every day in their life. I'm not looking at all these different types of videos that everybody else is doing, and I'm able to actually focus on how I feel and what I like and working on improving and bettering my life instead of constantly consuming other people's lives.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I think that has had a very big impact on how I have been feeling about myself lately.
Yeah, I love that.
Except for the fact that it's been dry as hell and my face gets so dry right here when it gets cold. Actually, just a change of weather, because when it starts to get warm again, it does the same thing, but it's a lot worse when it starts to get cold. So we're working on staying hydrated, trying to keep, moisture on my skin. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're working on.
Yeah,
I love it. Implementing and continuing through the new year.
You gotta love yourself. It's the only way you can love anybody else.
It's true.
It's true. Yeah, it's fucking true. I mean, you could think you love somebody else, but the proof is in the relationship unless you love yourself. So,
yep.
You'll see that.
And that's all, folks.
So, yeah, 2025, it's going to be
great year. Best year yet.
Great year. A lot
of putting it out
implementation,
there.
A lot of intentional thinking and intentional creating.
A lot of receiving.
Putting in a lot more aligned action and not being scared of figuring what that is. The fear is what
keeps you. And following through with it.
And following through, having determination and staying consistent. Consistency is key.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way you put those changes into effect and keep them going.
Yeah.
So that's where we'll be at.
Right.
But yeah.
Thank you all for tuning in, listening, watching, wherever you are participating at. We appreciate your support. As always, give it a thumbs up if you enjoyed, if you stayed through to the end, or if you just saw skip through and like listen to something that you liked about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead and give it a thumbs up and subscribe. Turn on your notifications so that even though I said I didn't have my notifications. If you like this, turn on your notifications so that you know when we post a new video. Yeah. I'm trying to get some stuff together, okay?
Right.
All right, we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Bye.